This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, the reaction continues to pour into the death today of former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. He died after suffering from advanced cancer that he was diagnosed with in February. Menino was 71 years old. Joining us now with her remembrances of Mayor Menino is Senator Elizabeth Warren. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Such a sad day.
It is. You know, the city of Boston lost a great fighter today, because that's what Mayor Menino was. He was out there fighting for the people of Boston every single day for 20 years. And it was every neighborhood in Boston has felt his hand. He loved all of Boston, and people knew that. And he has helped transform Boston into one of the truly great cities of the world, an amazing man.
I'm wondering if you have a particular story or anecdote that comes to mind when you think of him as you remember him today.
See, that, when I ran for Senate, the mayor was there to give advice, and they were always short, pithy little pieces of advice. But I remember the first time I got ready to speak when we were getting ready to do something together, and he leans over and Mayor Menino was famous for being, shall we say, difficult to understand. And he leans over just as I've started, and he says, "Speak up, girl, speak up." I did. I always followed the mayor's advice. But, you know, every time he would talk to me, he would say, "What I like about you, kid, is," he said, "you're for the working people." And he said, "That's what it's got to be about. It's all about the working people." And that's how he forged a great city in Boston. It was about working people and how it is that you created opportunities within this city and made this a livable city for working people. And bless the mayor's heart. Whether you agreed with him or not, he was a man of such integrity and such passion that you always knew that every single thing he did, from the moment he woke up in the morning until he went to bed at night, was directed toward making Boston a better vision of itself.
I'm just wondering, why does it seem, do you think that he is truly a unique political figure? Can you think of someone who reminds you of Tom Menino?
You know, I can't, and that's what makes it so much fun to be with the mayor. The mayor, everybody in Boston believed that they had met the mayor, whether they had or not. He was such a distinctive figure, and he was there for so many things, for Little League, for the arts, for every opening, every event, and he was willing to take on hard issues. I was just thinking back to the things that he asked me to come be part of, in the fight against handguns, for example, putting together rallies, because he believed it was powerfully important to stand up for healthcare research. And boy, off we head to stand there with our research scientists. He had a wonderfully pugnacious quality to him. He knew he was right, and he knew he had the right vision for Boston, and he was going to get out there and fight for it. And I think everyone didn't just respect him for that. I think at some level, everyone loved him for that.
All right. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, keep speaking up. And thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.